I'm Quentin Oliver Smith. I'm a filmmaker and I'm self-employed at Lansick Media.
So what inspired the name Lansick?
I think it might have had something to do with a Modest Mouse lyric at some point, but I came up with it when I was about 16 or 17 years old. The idea behind it was, you know, you're like seasick, but on the land, like if you were like always on the sea. I'm not a sailor at all. so I don't have any like personal cred for being landsick at all, but I thought if you make up your own words, it's a little easier to get found online.
So how did you get to where you are today running your own media company?
I had been making films under the name Lansick Films for probably about 5 or 6 years. There was a situation that arose that made me want to leave a job pretty expediently. And as I did that, I thought I was going to get another job somewhere else. I interviewed, and it sounded like they're going to hire me. It took the CEO a while to get back to me. And within like the 3 weeks I was waiting, didn't hear a word about this job. I had two people come up to me and ask me to shoot videos for them. And I thought, you know, well, heck, why not? Why shouldn't I just take a chance here and see if I can't just do that full time? It was really slow starting off, but things have kind of started to click as of late. And at this point, it's been really nice because ever since the tax incentive left, a lot of video professionals left the state. And it kind of it opened up some opportunities for me to get on jobs I wouldn't have normally gotten on in positions I wouldn't have been chosen for over somebody else.
So as an owner of your own company, are you ever frustrated by the administrative responsibilities of running it? Or do you feel they impede your creation of media at all?
They absolutely impede. they are very distracted a lot of times. It is kind of nice. Sometimes I enjoy it because I feel like an actual business person when I'm like figuring out how to pay my credit card bills. But I have been enjoying it. There's a lot of the administration side of things that I'm still really clueless about and I'm excited to get better with. But it is kind of tough to have two brains about something in the same day almost where you're doing all this math and figuring, you know, fun stuff out like taxes. And then, oh yeah, and then here's a video to edit. It just kind of throws you a little bit.
Do you feel you make a fair or a just amount of money for the work that you do?
a lot of times, absolutely. For the amount of work that I really feel like I have to put into something, a lot of times, of course. A lot of times it's a very undervalued skill, and I will do a lot of extra work to put it like my personal quality of, you know, they might have only budgeted for like 3 hours of editing between, you know, us and everybody that knows how to edit anything video wise. It's probably going to take longer than that, even just exporting, uploading, you know, making a revision. So a lot of times, sometimes people don't appreciate the amount of work you might put into something for the price, but a vast majority of times at this point, yeah, I feel pretty satisfied with the arrangement.
Do you have a college degree and what is it in?
Yeah, I've got a Bachelor of Journalism from Ole Miss University of Mississippi, and with a minor in cinema.
Do you feel that it's relevant to the work that you're doing today, or do you think you could have gotten into the work without getting the degree?
I would say both, if possible. It's definitely relevant. Journalism helped me kind of branch out and get comfortable talking to strangers and, you know, also some the research side of things for that. Like, I learned a lot about making documentaries and how to approach a story from my journalism degree. I don't necessarily feel like I've learned anything through film school that couldn't have been learned just working on set. And, you know, I worked on a feature film right after I graduated high school, and I learned a lot in just 3 months on, you know, on a job like that. That film school, they're really good for theoretical knowledge and, you know, getting you comfortable working with gear that's way too expensive. But you know, I feel like more so your connections and your ability to work on set with people, it's important to actually live that.
So do you feel that having a college degree, do you feel that a different type of education, like internships, might be more useful?
Absolutely. And I mean, I think on-the-job training is the most important kind of training you can get. And really what I find beneficial about, you know, internships and mentorships are the fact that you get the connection of the person you know who is working in the industry and knows what the realities of it are like, instead of maybe having a teacher that has been, you know, out of the industry for 20 years, still a wealth of knowledge, but maybe not have the most relevant practical knowledge on how to find work and what the real world's going to be like.
If you're like turning a video into someone that contracted you to make the video, do you ever feel discouraged by criticism that you receive on it or things that you are asked to change?
There is a lot of muttering to myself, I'll be honest. And times I try to keep it as professional as possible. In the day, I always remind myself, it's what they want. You know, that's the number one most important thing. That's why they're paying you to do this for them, because they know what they want and they just need some help with it. So it can be frustrating at times, because, you know, sometimes you're going to have just like a little bit different aesthetic taste of than somebody else will. And it can be kind of frustrating at moments. But ultimately, end of the day, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, that's all the questions I had.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.